Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meredith's Unique Center District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty okay. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that it's June, and that I guess by the time this comes out, it's going to be in the middle of June, which is just insane on the year already, but... with that comes, I guess, some Medicare stuff and Medicare fraud, which is a pretty big, pretty important thing to be talking about.
Exactly. So during the month of June, we have Medicare Fraud Prevention Week. And, you know, when you think about all of the weeks and all of the days that we highlight throughout the year, you know, National Ice Cream Day is a lot more exciting than talking about Medicare fraud, but it's good to have those times set aside to where we can send messages out and talk about things that we should be mindful of. And Medicare fraud is a huge thing, and probably not a lot of people realize, but fraud costs Medicare about $60 billion a year. And I know it's really hard for us to fathom, you know, what $60 billion, you know, looks like when there are many days when I don't even have $60 in my wallet. But unfortunately, this is a real number. And Medicare fraud has a devastating impact on beneficiaries as well as the Medicare program as a whole. In addition to the financial burden, the fraud can cause a lot of stress to beneficiaries when we have the potential or the times when it does happen where our medical identities have been stolen, and this can place a lot of strain on our health as well. So it costs families, it costs friends, and it costs caregivers worry, lost work when trying to help their loved ones recover from falling victims to Medicare fraud. A lot of these phone calls have to be placed during the day, so we have to take time off work if we're helping our loved one. So it can really add up and reach beyond just the $60 billion that Medicare is losing every year. And so I've got some tips today to kind of help us all. You know, it takes everybody. It's not just the person who's on Medicare, but it just takes everybody to kind of keep an eye out for things that are unusual, for things that are happening that give us that red flag, and then how to go about reporting the fraud. Medicare beneficiaries can really help, first and foremost, by monitoring their insurance statements. And when we look at our explanation of benefits, we want to make sure products and services received match what was on those statements. And so many times we get the statements in the mail, regardless of our age. We've gone to the doctor, we've had surgery, et cetera, and we don't even look at those statements. Oh, insurance paid it, I don't need to worry about it. Well, what we don't realize is on the back end where the billing takes place, it might be through a doctor's office or through a billing service, there's a potential for fraud there where charges can be added on that are things that didn't take place during the procedure or the office visit. So making sure that we actually look at those statements when they come in the mail. The other thing we can be on a lookout for are items such as durable medical equipment. One of the most common scams in the last couple of years has been knee braces. So if we're visiting a loved one and we've got knee braces laying around the house, where somebody has responded to a telephone call, Medicare will pay for a free knee brace, et cetera, without going through your doctor's office. That is definitely a red flag for fraud. If anybody calls us up on the phone and says, hey, you're eligible for a back brace or a knee brace, anything that we might think in terms of general health and wellness, if they're calling you on the phone saying that you qualify, that's definitely a red flag. If we need some different medical equipment, the best way to do that is to work with your doctor and have the doctor work with Medicare, and that is going to reduce the risk of fraud. So just reminding our loved ones, never give out our information over the phone. Medicare numbers should be treated just like our Social Security numbers and our bank account numbers. We need to guard those very specifically and make sure that we're not giving them out on the phone. Medicare will never call you and ask you for your Medicare number over the phone. They've already got it in their system. So just being mindful of that. So as a loved one or a part of family, we can just keep reminding ourselves and our loved ones that same thing is guarding that number. We can also go online and set up a Medicare.gov account. If we don't get statements in the mail, if they're electronic, we can go on that Medicare.gov account and also look at the explanation of benefits. Healthcare providers are also a great source of information related to healthcare-related scams. One of the ones that I heard about that's a current scam going on has to do with catheters. And catheters, cases of catheters are showing up at people's houses and they didn't order them. And sometimes we think, oh, that just mistakenly got shipped to us. Nope, there was a plan behind it and the ones that are causing fraud and they're making money off of that. And if we just kind of dismiss it as somebody sent something to the wrong address, then we could be overlooking fraud that should be reported. And, you know, community members can help by looking out for neighbors who are on Medicare. So when we're in different situations where we might be in a social group or a faith-based group where we have people of different ages, there may be things that are brought up in conversation there, again, that are the red flags. And helping folks discover when fraud occurs is super important. And we look at that $60 billion and we remember that tackling that mountain of $60 billion is very intimidating, and trying to get up to the top of Mount Everest, for example, is very intimidating. But when we look at it, even though the numbers are well beyond our imagination and we have a feeling of, you know, this is overwhelming, we're just not going to worry about it, if everybody does just a small contribution, even if it's identifying $100 in fraud or $200 in fraud or $500 in fraud, if we're all watching out for that, it definitely adds up to a sizable amount. And it might not hit that $60 billion, but we might be able to get rid of $1 billion or $10 billion or $20 billion of it. And any amount of fraud that we can stop is definitely going to make a big difference. And hopefully keep costs down for healthcare. Whenever there's a lot of fraud, our healthcare costs go up. So I would just encourage everybody to be on the lookout for fraud. If you have any questions about Medicare fraud and how to report it, please feel free to give my office a call at 913-294-4306. As a SHC counselor for the state of Kansas, I can help people report fraud that they feel is taking place. So reach out to me. I'm a resource here in the local community, and I would love to help out.
Got to make sure we're on top of that. Don't need the fraud to spread. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.